Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com. Stuff You Should Know is brought to you by Visa. We all have things we like to think about. Online fraud shouldn't be one of them, because with every purchase, Visa prevents, detects, and resolves online fraud. Safe, secure, Visa.
Howdy, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. Sitting across from me is Charles Chuck Bryant. It's the usual day here at How Stuff Works. Thanks for joining us. What's going on, Chuck? Shh, Chuck is sleeping. Chuck? Hmm? Chuck? Hey.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. You ready to podcast?
Mommy?
No, Josh.
Oh, Mommy.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck, I'm right there with you. Chuck's a little sleepy here today. So am I. I'm a little sleep deprived.
I can tell.
I don't like it, Chuck. I feel a little dirty. I smell a little bit.
Right.
I got this weird thing growing on my jawline that won't go away.
Yeah.
I just feel unhealthy from not having had enough sleep lately. How about you?
Yeah, you know, I was actually just funning people. I wasn't awake. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I was just funning people. I wasn't really asleep. But I am a bit tired. I'm going out of town this week, so I've been, you know, staying up a little later, getting things ready. And
yeah.
I'm the same way, a little run down, a little foggy headed.
You know, it's kind of funny that we should both be this sleepy on the same day we're going to discuss an article you wrote. Is sleep that important?
Right. You would almost think that we'd planned it.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually didn't, you know, lose sleep in preparation for this. If
right.
you did.
Hats off to me.
Yeah, exactly. So, Chuck, what I got from this article that you wrote, it's a fine, fine article, by the way.
Thanks.
That the University of Chicago is the place to be if you are interested in dedicating your career to sleep research.
Yeah.
Is that the case?
Yeah, and, well, yeah, they do a lot, but there's tons of sleep research out there. This is one of those articles that almost wrote itself, because if there's one thing that scientists like to study, it's sleep.
Yeah, yeah, and the funny thing is, though, is we still don't have any definitive answers for exactly why we sleep.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of odd to pose that question, but we don't know why we sleep, other than to say, I know I mentioned in the article, one of the old jokes that doctors say is that sleep is to cure sleepiness.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really the best answer they have at this point still.
Yeah, and it makes sense, too. But lucky for you, after having been assigned as sleep that important for the site, you were able to find out that we know plenty about all the bad things that happen when you don't get enough sleep.
Yeah,
right?
And there are lots of them.
All right, well, you know, give us a couple, will you?
Well, I know, just let me quickly say, before, this is all in the last, you know, 50 years or so, because before the early 1950s, scientists thought it was just shutdown mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, your brain slept, and it was just your body's just catching up on all the, you know, your organs. They might even thought your organs shut down, except for your heart. Not true.
No, that's a really bad thing when your organs shut down.
Yeah, that's not true at all. Because a doctor, years later, hooked his son up to a machine, a brainwave machine.
Eugene Azarinsky,
yeah.
Of, surprise, surprise, the University of Chicago.
And he found that the brain actually, there were periods where the brain actually sped up its activity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is REM sleep, REM sleep.
Rapid eye movement sleep.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. So all of a sudden, what? That's just like this this huge hyperspeed launch forward in sleep research, right?
Yeah. At the time, it was. You know, they found out that during REM sleep, you know, your eyes would your eyes would twitch, and the limbs and facial muscles would move.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of unsettling to see somebody in REM sleep.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So we figured out basically that, you know, not only are we shut down, but we're more active in some areas of our brain. But most of the research since then has been done on what happens if you don't get enough sleep and the health impacts.
Right. Well, one of the things that that I understand about REM sleep is there's a theory that basically that's the stage where our brain is sorting through all the information we've taken in throughout the day.
Yeah, that's one theory.
And kind of filing it away.
Sure.
That seems pretty logical to me, actually.
Yeah, that one makes sense. Unfortunately, it's nothing they can really prove, but I think that's a pretty good theory, because you take in things all day long, and the analogy I make in the article is that it's like a computer desktop, and you're just filing everything away, and then when we sleep is when our brain kind of does the big master file, moves whatever needs to be in the recycle bin to the recycle bin, and everything else is put on the hard drive, basically.
I think Chuck and I subscribe to that theory because we both share a common hatred of a cluttered desktop, right?
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's really annoying.
Yeah, it is. It throws me off.
Well, you know, REM sleep after that discovery really kind of it became the superstar of sleep studies, didn't it?
Right.
And for a long time, they assumed that if you don't have REM sleep, you are going to suffer memory loss and all sorts of other terrible things. It sounds like from later studies, and actually this terrible accident that happened to an Israeli man who was hit in the head by shrapnel, suffered a brain trauma, and was incapable of achieving REM sleep, was still able to go ahead and, you know, move on to graduate from law school.
Wow.
Which kind of undermines the idea that not getting REM sleep, you know, impairs your memory. Not getting REM sleep does screw with you physiologically, though, right?
Right. And just sleep deprivation in general is no good for you at all. And we're talking, we'll shorten your life.
Tell them about the 3-week lab rat study.
Oh, yeah. The infamous 3-week lab rat study.
That kind of so unsettling.
Yeah. Lab rats that would normally live for 3 years would die in 3 weeks without sleep.
And, you know, there's only one way to find that out definitively.
That's to poke these rats and keep them alive,
I guess. For 3 straight weeks. Can you imagine a worse existence?
No. And I can't imagine being the poker of the rat either. That's probably no fun either.
Well, think about it. They had to have pokers work on shifts, or else there'd be pokers who had to stay up for 3 straight
right.
weeks.
So. Or maybe people were poking the pokers.
Think about an unfair advantage.
Yeah, it's an endless chain.
Yeah.
So sleep, not only will it kill lab rats, and that's if they don't sleep at all.
Right.
So that's the far end of the spectrum.
But that's still surprising. 3 weeks, you know, equals death.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
But some of the ways of death, some of the things that you can develop, like hypertension?
Yeah, hypertension. I think Parkinson's disease you can get if you sleep more than 9 hours.
Too much or too little.
Yeah, the trick is, I mean, everyone's a little bit different, but the trick is to get that right amount of sleep. And they say it's generally for adults between 6 and 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And too little can lead to a bunch of problems. Too much can lead to a bunch of problems.
I found one, yet another University of Chicago study that basically followed, I think, 10 healthy men in their 20s. I think they were college students. And they got 4 hours of sleep per night. And after 6 days, they were in a pre-diabetic state. After 6 days of just getting 4 hours of sleep.
Wow.
So, yeah, apparently it can have some pretty bad health effects on you.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know I was also looking into polyphasic sleep, which is AKA Da Vinci sleep, which
yeah.
I know a lot of people know about. Da Vinci was famous for taking 20 to 30 minute naps over a 24-hour period, mm-hmm. and that was how he got his sleep.
Did you ever see that Seinfeld where Kramer tries that?
I did.
It does not pan out well for him.
No, and it's probably not. I know that mainstream science doesn't endorse it, although a lot of people are big believers in it. They have websites about polyphasic sleep where, you know, they just think it's the best thing since real sleep.
Well, that's kind of one of the things that you pointed out in the article was that sleep is so different for everybody in demand for sleep or, you know, not needing it, that it's almost impossible to really conclusively study sleep, right, and come up with answers across the board, correct?
Right.
But there are some generalities, right? Like how many hours of sleep do I need? I'm 32.
You need between 6 and 8. I mean, that's the wheelhouse for everybody. If you get less than that, actually Parkinson's is less or more than that. Obesity, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, it can make you stupid. Students perform less on test scores if they don't get enough sleep.
Well, check, and check for me because I get like 9 or 10 hours a night.
Yeah, that's you're probably...
A little much.
Yeah, that's no good. You need to wake up earlier, my friend.
Okay, thanks.
But, yeah, aside from all those things, fatalities, 55% of all drowsy driving fatalities occur in kids, basically, under the age of 25. So it's not, you always think about old people, you know, falling asleep off the side of the road. This is happening more with kids these days. And, you know, it's because kids are sleep deprived. You go to college, you're out from under the thumb of your folks, and you don't sleep. You're up partying all night.
Right. Well, plus also, I mean, it's kind of common knowledge that older adults need less sleep, hence early bird specials and, you know,
right.
They're up and at 'em a lot earlier, that kind of thing.
Right.
On the other end of the spectrum, babies need, like newborns, what do they need? Like 10 to 16 to 18 hours, is it?
Yeah, 16 to 18 hours.
For the first year of life.
Yeah, and then I think at the three-month mark or so is when babies start to recognize the circadian rhythm, which we've talked about, which is basically day is day, night is night. You sleep at night, you're up during the day. But they're still sleeping 10 to 12 hours and then napping a few hours on top of that. So.
And I noticed the tone in your article made it sound like you're a little envious of babies getting to sleep that much. Are you sleep deprived?
You know, I wake up pretty easily, and I'm an early riser, so I'm pretty good.
And do you experience daytime sleepiness? Like, do you hit the wall at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon?
Not really.
You really don't. See, I read an article that found that only 40% of people, I think it was in your article actually, 40% of people suffer from daytime sleepiness, right? So
right.
I'm like, what are the other 60% doing that they're just feeling so good all the time? I don't get it. Because I hit a wall at like 3. I have to start drinking coffee again for the second time that day. And not the second cup. I'm talking the second time. And
right.
Each time consists of like 3 or 4 cups of coffee.
Right.
What am I doing wrong, Chuck?
Drinks. I don't know. Maybe they're taking tons and tons of happy drugs or something. I don't know these people.
Maybe so. Well,
because you know, I generally get a little sleepy during the day as well.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Sorry.
Good.
There, right. I said it.
Thank you, Chuck. I don't understand why you couldn't have been up front at the beginning. Well, that's it for this one, obviously. Chuck's nodding off, and frankly, I'm about to hit the wall again myself, so why don't you go check out Is Sleep That Important? Believe Chuck and I, it is. Stick around, though, to find out what article makes Chuck and I hungry for Swedish meatballs right after this.
Stuff You Should Know is brought to you by Visa. We all have things to think about, like, say, what's the best site to buy a new leather jacket, or whether to buy the 3 or 6 megapixel camera. But thankfully, we don't need to think about online fraud, because for every purchase you make, Visa keeps an eye out for fraud, with real-time fraud monitoring, and by making sure you're not liable for any unauthorized purchases. How's that for peace of mind? Safe, secure, Visa.
Chuck, you want to tell him, can you come to again?
What?
There you go.
Oh.
Well, remember, I'm going to just bring you up to date. I asked the people to stick around to find out what article makes us hungry for Swedish meatballs.
So we already podcasted?
Yeah. Yeah, we're almost at the end there, buddy. Just hang in there. Just tell them, what's the article?
I think most people probably, this is a giveaway. Anyone who's ever been to IKEA knows that they serve up and sell some yummy Swedish meatballs.
And Chuck and I are not paid in any way, shape, or form by IKEA for this endorsement. We just like their meatballs that much. Although I think I speak for Chuck as well as myself when I say we kind of secretly hope IKEA will send us some for mentioning them.
God, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, they can go ahead and email us at the podcast if they want our address. In the meantime, you can go check out How IKEA Works. Great article on howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.